ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर् उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा माह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपानमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमौ देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनौ हृदयं तस्तु हि अभद्राणि विदनोति सुहृत्सताम् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 13 द टाइटल ऑफ द चैप्टर इज धृतराष्ट्र क्विट्स होम टेक्स्ट नंबर 38 भगवान् नारद सह कुम्भुरो प्रत्युत्ताय अभिवाद्याः स्वानुजो अभ्याक्षन् मुनिम् अथ आजगाम भगवान् नारदसहतुम्बुरो प्रत्युत्थाय अभिवाद्याः सानुजो अभ्यार्चयन् मुने अतः थereafter आपजगाम अरैव भगवान् The godly personality, Narada, Sahatumburu, along with his Tumburu, musical instrument, Pratyutaya, having gotten up from their seats, Abhivadhe, offering their due obeisances, Aha, said, Sa Anuja, along with younger brothers, Abhyachayan, thus while receiving in a proper mood, Munim, the sage. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. While Sanjaya was thus speaking, Sri Narada, the powerful devotee of the Lord, appeared on the scene carrying his Tumburu. Maharaj Yudhishthir and his brothers received him properly by getting up from their seats and offering obeisances. Translation responsively. While Sanjaya was thus speaking, Sri Narada, the powerful devotee of the Lord, appeared on the scene carrying his Tumburu. Maharaj Yudhishthir
and his brothers
received him properly by getting up from their seats and offering obeisances. For quote by Srila Prabhupada, Devarishi Narada is described herein as Bhagavan due to his being the most confidential devotee of the Lord. The Lord and his very confidential devotees are treated on the same level by those who are actually engaged in the loving service of the Lord. Such confidential devotees of the Lord are very much dear to the Lord because they travel everywhere to preach the glories of the Lord in different capacities and try their utmost to convert the non-devotees of the Lord into their devotees in order to bring them to the platform of sanity. Actually, a living being cannot be a non-devotee of the Lord because of his constitutional position. But when one becomes a non-devotee or non-believer, it is to be understood the person concerned is not in a sound condition of life. The confidential devotees of the Lord treat such illusion living beings and therefore they are most pleasing in the eyes of the Lord. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita that no one is dearer to him than one who actually preaches the glories of the Lord to convert the non-believers and non-devotees. Such personalities as Narada must be offered all due respects like those offered to the personality of Godhead himself. And Maharaj Yudhishthir, along with his noble brothers, were examples for others in receiving a pure devotee of the Lord like Narada, who had no other business save and except singing the glories of the Lord along with his veena, a musical string instrument. Ata ajagama bhagavan narada sahatumburu pratyuttaya abhivadhyaya sa anujo abhyarchayan munim. While Sanjaya was thus speaking, Sri Narada, the powerful devotee of the Lord, appeared on the scene carrying his tumburu. Maharaj Yudhishthir and his brothers received him properly by getting up from their seats and offering obeisances. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahatma Vidur has given enough instructions for Dhritarashtra, and Dhritarashtra is already proceeding towards the north. And now the next day when Yudhishthir Maharaj comes, and then he is not finding their uncles and aunt, and as a devotee of the Lord, he always puts the blame on himself actually. So this is another quality of a devotee. Devotee doesn't try to find fault with somebody else. He doesn't fall with, oh, this one is the problem, that one is the problem. No, he is thinking, I am the problem. Because of me only, my uncles have gone away. So this is, he is having lot of anxiety. Yudhishthira Maharaj is feeling, I might have done something, or somebody might have mistreated them. That is why they have decided to gone away, or something like that. He is always put the blame. So this is he always takes the blame on himself, and it's just like giving the opportunity. So this is like a serving opportunity. So now this is he is meditating, and then Sanjaya is also there. Even Sanjaya doesn't know. Sanjaya is the most confidential, all these things Dhritarashtra was sharing with him, but in this particular incident even Sanjaya didn't know what is happening. So this is the scene where Narada Muni is appearing. It's very, Srila Prabhupada explains here, Devarishi Narada is described herein as Bhagavan. Sometimes the great personalities like Narada Muni, sometimes Lord Shiva, they are also considered Bhagavan. They are addressed as Bhagavan. So actually Bhagavan is not Krishna only. But sometimes here it is addressed. Why it is addressed? Srila Prabhupada explains, due to being the most confidential devotee of the Lord. This is the qualification. If somebody is the most confidential devotee of the Lord, sometimes they are also addressed as Bhagavan, as good as Bhagavan. Like a Shastra says, Saksha Haritvena Samasta Shastra Uktastata Bhavet Sakti. This is Saksha Haritvena. He is as good as God, but Actually, we have to consider like Srila Prabhupada is a great example. Like today, Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, this verse we can speak on Prabhupada. Actually, Prabhupada is like a great example where he always, you know, like in so many interviews, so many places, somebody asked, "Are you God?" And Prabhupada said, "I'm not God. I'm servant of God." Then after a few minutes, Prabhupada said, "I'm not even servant of God. I'm trying to be servant of God." Servant of God also is a very, very important position. It's not like nobody can become a servant of God easily. So he's trying to be servant of God. Same way, here, Srila Prabhupada says, but this is why it is considered very most confidential devotee of the Lord. That way, the respect is offered to Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Sastra. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Samasta Sastra. It is not in one place it is said, other place it is not said. Everywhere, all the sastras are giving Hari. This is like a Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Sastra. The pure devotee of the Lord has to be considered as good as Lord Hari. But from the point of view of a disciple. But that person, he himself may not think like that. He will think, "I am a fallen person." Like he is thinking, like even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, so many people detected, he is not ordinary person, he is Supreme Lord. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just ignored. He just closed his ears and then ran away. Because even though somebody is Supreme Lord, appears as a devotee, still if somebody is calling him as a Bhagavan, he just ignores that. He doesn't. Same way here, our duty is to give respect like that. Our duty is to treat as good as Hari and offer whatever best we can offer. But the person who is receiving, he will not be thinking that. He is thinking, "I am the most fallen person." This is the way we have to think. Because as Prabhupada says, if somebody thinks he is God, he is dog. Automatically, opposite. God and dog. So here, the Lord and his very confidential devotees are treated on the same level by those who are actually engaged in the loving service of the Lord. So people who are engaged in the loving service of the Lord, they only will be able to appreciate this. Otherwise, the external people will come and say, "Why everybody is bowing down?" Like sometimes, we see people ask these questions, "Why you are bowing down before a person?" This question is always ask, people are, "Why are you bowing down before only, he's a person only." Yeah, from our point of view, he's a person, but he is Sakshat Hari. Because he is the representative, he is like Krishna is situated in the heart as a Paramatma, and the Guru is an external manifestation of the Lord. External manifest. We can't directly talk to Paramatma, we can talk to the Guru, we can talk to Prabhupada. Like this we can. So that is why he is as good as Hari. So there is no difference actually. Srila Prabhupada very nicely gives the example of Viceroy. In India, when there was a British rule, at that time, there were Viceroys used to be. Viceroy. Viceroy means, he is like as good as a representative of the king. Whenever the Viceroy comes, all the paraphernalia will be there, all the worship will be there, all the respect will be there. But he is not, the Viceroy will not think that. Viceroy may think also, but normal, a pure devotee may not think. Viceroy may think actually. This is our problem. Viceroy is like a, so they are given same respect as the God. The same respect, same apple, everything is given. But, so this is the way. Why? Because they are executing the orders of the Lord. So we give the same respect. So here, such confidential devotees of the Lord are very much dear to the Lord because they travel everywhere to preach the glories of the Lord. So this is the, Lord has a mission. What is Lord's mission? Lord is asking everyone to come back home, back to Godhead. That is why personally he comes. Like we are celebrating Damodar man. Why Lord has to come? Why Lord has to crawl in the yard of Ananda Maharaj? Better things to do. Why he is doing? To captivate our heart actually. Our heart is now captivated to so many things. Lord is coming here to just to perform this pastime so that we can be at least attracted to that. Now we are attracted to so many things. So many things our heart is attracted. So that way Lord is performing. Look at my pastimes. Look at this. Agasur, Bakasur, Putanas. All these things. By seeing this, tomorrow he is lifting Govardhan Hill. So we're just saying this, all these things, it's mind-boggling. A person who is just the routine thing, newspaper, reading, going to office, coming home, seeing television, for him, it will be boring life actually. What is there in life actually? Every day same thing, again and again. Punach charvita charvananam. Prahlad Maharaj says, punach charvita charva, chewing the chewed, again and again, same thing. But it's no different, that there is no variety in life actually. There is no variety in life.
And here, one day he is lifting the Govardhan wheel, one day he is running around this, and one day Mother Yashoda coming with a stick. So many things, so many wonderful pastimes. And finally, Lord is giving you this Goloka Vrindavana. Tad Vasayate Suryo, Na Sasanko, Na Pavakaha, Yadhatva Na Nivartante, Taddhama Paramam Mama. He is making an order, please come. And he is coming, he is calling everyone. That is the whole mission. And what is the confidential devotee's mission? It's the same thing. That is why he is very, very dear to the Lord. Because the Lord wants to achieve something and the pure devotee of the Lord is helping him or assisting him in that role to achieve this. That's why Srila Prabhupada says here, because they travel everywhere to preach the glories of the Lord in different capacities and try their utmost to convert the non-devotees of the Lord to the devotees in order to bring the platform of sanity. This is the platform of sanity. If somebody says there is no God, that is like insane actually. It's insane. Because this is like God has given you everything. All your thinking, feeling, willing, everything is provided by Him. All the necessities in your life also provided by Him. And if you don't acknowledge that person, then what best you can call him? Insane. Insane is like a very, very mild word only. Because if you have everything is provided to you, and God has given everything for you, and you don't even acknowledge actually. The material world doesn't happen like that. You don't acknowledge that boss will kick you out actually. But here, having so many millions of lifetimes, he is providing Eko Bahunam, Nityo Nityanam, Nityo Chetanas Chetananam, Eko Bahunam, Yo Vidatati Kaman. He is providing the needs of all the living entities, and at the end of the day, we don't recognize. We don't, we just think that, like we are independent. So this is the situation, and it's insane. And now we can look at Srila Prabhupada actually. Srila Prabhupada, why he is the most confident? Because Srila Prabhupada would have been very happy sitting in Vrindavan. He could have gone back home back to Godhead. There is no, absolutely no problem. Because Vaishnava is a Paradukha Dukhi. In the material world is Paradukha Sukhi. Because if somebody's car is broken, oh good, your car is broken. You have this problem, yeah, you have that problem. Very, very happy. People are very happy. And because Vaishnava is a Paradukha Dukhi. Somebody has a dukkha, somebody has a misery, the Vaishnava is very, very concerned and he is trying to help that person. He is a Vaishnava, para dukkha dukki. So Srila Prabhupada was very much saddened by this condition where the people are lack of Krishna consciousness. Even Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, there is no scarcity in this world. There is no scarcity. No scarcity of doctor, no scarcity of this, no scarcity of resource. Only scarcity is the Krishna consciousness. Because people are not taking to Krishna consciousness. That is why he inspired Srila Prabhupada to go and preach this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the English speaking country. Today we are sitting here and we are talking and we are having the wonderful darshan is Srila Prabhupada's mercy. That is why he is most confidential devotee of the Lord. That is why we offer respects like that. So even though from external point of view, actually we can't offer any respect. He already is a great devotee. It is like by offering, it's our purification only. Actually it's like when we offer something to the Lord, it's like we are offering a lamp to the Lord. From the Lord, millions and millions of Surya Chandra are coming. What is our insignificant lamp? Because we are showing our bhava, we are showing our love to Krishna by just offering this small diya, small lamp. This is like Krishna is bhava grahi janardana. He is accepting our mood like that. So Srila Prabhupada continues here. Actually a living being cannot be a non-devotee of the Lord. This is the beauty. Srila Prabhupada is saying, actually a living being cannot be a non-devotee of the Lord because of his constitutional position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Sarupahoy, Krishnera Nitya Das. He is a Nitya Das. Sometimes he is forgotten. That is the problem. Because this is like actually a living being cannot be a non-devotee of the Lord because of his constitutional position. And when one becomes a non-devotee or non-believer, it is to be understood that the person's concern is not in a sound condition of life. Again, same insane only. Because he is like our constitutional position is to be servant of the Lord. If you are not servant of the God, then you have to become a servant of dog actually. Because sometimes there is only two options. You can't be like a servant of something else. Like either you are servant of God or you catch a dog and then like other Prabhu was saying, see sir, like the other day he was talking to the dog, see sir, do this, do that. Like they give a lot of instruction to the dog and then try to give the bathing, everything to the dog only. Like you can't, because there is only one option. Like you better, you just surrender to God. Otherwise if you can't do that, then you have to take this option. So that is why it's very, very important, like we want to come out of this insane condition of life. That is why all the acharyas are coming. Sometimes Krishna personally comes, paritranaya sadhunam. He personally comes. Sometimes he sends his representative. It's all the generals are coming. And sometimes he gives Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, all these different scriptures he is giving. Actually, he is making all the arrangement so that we don't escape. And we are so expert to escape all this, we also come up with so many excuses. Krishna, that problem, this problem, this problem, that problem. We also come up with the millions of problems, whatever Krishna, and we are also finding some loopholes here, loopholes here, loopholes. Like a lawyer always trying to find some loopholes only. We also find, to stay in this material world, we find so many loopholes. And Krishna is also, one by one, all the holes, he is also like a patching all the holes, so that we can't escape actually. He is sending, okay, now I have gone, now I have sent Prabhupada. I saw Prabhupada's books are there, Prabhupada's devotees are there, all this, you know, still we are thinking, you know, like, somehow I will evade this, Krishna. So sometimes we ask people, this Govardhan Puja, please, oh, when Krishna calls, I will come. Now, Krishna will call you on your mobile, Govardhan Puja, please come, then you will come to the... When devotee calls, you understood it is Krishna is calling. It's not that Krishna will, we are not such a Madhavendra Puri or Ishwara Puri, you know, like a, Krishna will come and personally he will call you. No, we are not at that level. So we have to somehow, you know, like we have to take the message of the Lord through the devotee. When Krishna says, that is what Srila Prabhupada says, when Krishna says something and the pure spiritual master says something, there is no difference. Krishna's word, spiritual master is repeating. So that is why we have to take it as it is. So, and Srila Prabhupada continues, the confidential devotee of the Lord treat such illusioned living beings, and therefore they are most pleasing to the eyes of the Lord. So this is very interesting. Like for example, we have children, and sometimes when the children, they are having some problem, if somebody is helping the children, what will happen? We are very, very pleased with the person. Correct? The father will be, like your child is having problem, and somebody is, one person is coming and helping this child. So what the father, oh, here is a person coming and trying to please my child. Same way Krishna also feels. Krishna feels, okay, here we are somehow loitering in the material world, and this acharya is coming, we're just catching this person, just somehow taking, bringing back to Krishna, and then Krishna is saying, oh, I'm doing my duty, and on my behalf you are doing the duty. So that is why Krishna is very, very favorably inclined to the devotee? Because of this reason. Because he is performing whatever the Lord's mood, what is the Lord's desire. According to the Lord's desire, the devotee is performing that activity. That is why he is very, very pleasing to the Lord. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita that no one is dearer to him than one who actually preaches the glories of the Lord to convert the non-believers and non-devotees. This is the surest way. If you want to be in the, everybody wants to be in the good books. At least, that's why we are coming to temple. We want to be in the good books of Krishna. Otherwise, we won't be coming here. Because we want to be in good books of Krishna. We want to perform something so that Krishna is favorably inclined towards us. This is the secret. Here in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, what is Krishna says there? Yayidam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidashyati bhaktim mayi param kritva mam evaishyasi asamshayaha. Krishna says, for one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. At the end, he will come back to me. So this is the guarantee. Krishna is ready to give even little. We may not be able to give millions and millions of devotees. Doesn't matter. Krishna doesn't talk about that actually. Even if we make an attempt only in devotional service, even attempt has value. In material life, you sometimes, oh, I attempted for the job. It doesn't matter. You have to attempt, you have to go for the interview, you have to get job, and then before they sack you, you have to get the salary, and then only things will open. But in devotional life, even if you attempt also, you solpam abhyasya dharmasya trayate mahat. Even if you make little bit attempt only, the attempt also you get the mark actually. Sometimes in a question paper, you write only name. Nobody gives mark if you write only name and number and other thing. Nobody gives mark. But here, At least you have come to the examination hall. At least you are sitting there. At least you are writing. And because Kali Yuga, Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagya Upadruta. Because there's so many problems are there, Krishna has made the process very easy. Oh, at least you have come. At least you have paid obeisances. At least you had to look at me. At least you had some Charanamrita. At least you had some prasadam. That's everything, points are given. Like, you know, when you apply for permanent residency, so many points you have to count. Na? Like this. Na? Like, but this permanent residency is Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan. See, all these things we do. So at least we have come. We have bowed down before the Lord. At least 5 points have been added. At least like this points have been added. Finally, when we go back home, back to garden, all these points will add up. This is what Sukruti. Sukruti. So much Sukruti is there. Actually, Srila Prabhupada made a Sukruti. One devotee asked. Prabhupada gave the lecture. In Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, last sloka, it says, Yesham dvantakatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvanta moha nirmuktva bhajante mam dhridavrata. So in that sloka, it says, the one who has completely wiped out all this reaction, sinful activity, only he will take to devotional service. Then Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada, we were not like that. We had so many problems are there. Then how our Sukriti started? Then I created your Sukriti. Prabhupada said, he created the Sukriti. Because they associated with Prabhupada, they came in contact with Prabhupada, they helped Prabhupada, they smiled at Prabhupada, they did whatever little bit service for Prabhupada, their Sukriti is also increased. Same way, and our duty is also, this is the same thing. Somehow or other we have to give the Sukriti to others also. How we can give the Sukriti? Depending on the time, place and circumstance. Sometimes Harinam can Sukriti. Sometimes Krishna Prasadam can Sukriti. Books can give Sukriti. Same way we have to increase the Sukriti. If we keep on doing that, what Krishna says, for one who explains the supreme secret to devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end he will come back to me. And to add more value, he is saying, Nata tasmat manushyeshu kaschin me priyakrittamaha bhavita nachame tasmat anya priyataro bhuvi. There is no one servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there be ever one more dear. This is the person. Krishna, how he attaches so much importance to the preacher actually. The message, the person who is carrying out the message of Krishna, Krishna is saying there is no person more dear person. This is how Krishna is practically gives himself to the devotee actually. This is Krishna's very, very special benediction actually. Because, see, this is why the devotees have taken that seriously. That is why now Srila Prabhupada has taken that word. He just went to America, just on the word of his spiritual master. So many devotees, millions and millions of devotees. And now, those who are practicing, and also so many millions are practicing outside also. Some are practicing in the temple, and some are practicing outside also. So this is one Srila Prabhupada could do that. So this is Srila Prabhupada's glory actually. Because he is a pure devotee of the Lord and he knew what is the mood of the Lord. That is why he could do all of that. So now Srila Prabhupada says, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, we read the Lord, to convert the non-believers and non-devotees. Such personalities as Narada must be offered all due respects like those offered to personality of Godhead himself. And Maharaj Yudhishthir along with his noble brothers were examples for others in receiving pure devotee of the Lord, like Narada, who had no other business save and except singing the glories of the Lord, along with this Veena, a musical stringed instrument. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam is so wonderful. It's not only talking about how to receive, and this is like various examples. Like when Prithu Maharaj was there at that time, Sanat Kumaras are coming. When Sanat Kumaras are coming, so Prithu Maharaj immediately he got up from the seat. Because actually Prithu Maharaj is a Sakti Vesha avatar. He's already incarnation of the Lord. But he always considered himself as I'm just a king. As a king, immediately he got up and he offered the respect. So this is like how to receive a great personality. And also it is, why to say so much, Lord Krishna, how he received Narada Muni? Like in Dwaraka, when Narada Muni used to come, immediately Krishna used to get up and immediately all the queens, immediately wash the lotus feet and then take the water and then sprinkle the water. This is Krishna demonstrated, because Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yadyat Acharati Sreshta. All these people, they perform this activity so that the common man can follow. How to, even though he is Supreme Lord, he doesn't have to worship anyone, but still, when a Brahmana comes or a saintly person comes, immediately he gets up and then offers his respects to that person. So this is the way. And it's not only like, this is Bhagavatam also talks about how not to behave. This is the, like we all know the past time where Lord Balaramji is coming at that time, Romaharshana is sitting in the Vyasasana. Romaharshan Sutta. This is Sutta Goswami's father, Romaharshan. Romaharshana, he is sitting in the Vyasasana. And at that time, when Balaram is coming, Lord Balaram is coming, Romaharshana thinks, you know, like, oh, I am sitting in the Vyasasana. So he didn't completely ignore. He didn't offer any respect or anything to Balaram. And then Lord Balaram got angry. He took a kusa grass and then threw on this Romaharshana, and the Romaharshana died. So this is a power. Because this is like, even though we may be sitting in the Vyasasana, we are representative of Vasudev. When a spiritual authority, when a person comes, then we have to offer respect. It's not that, okay, we are here means like we have come. We are just representative only. If we are not representing, then we are not like a fit to sit here actually. So that's why Balaram, and it's very interesting, after Balaram killed Roma Harshana, then Brahmanas, they said, Lord Balaramji, you are supreme lord, but still we gave this Roma Harshana all this good ayus, good life and everything, but now you have nullified everything. So then Lord Balaram is saying, okay, I said, okay, if you want them to be back, then I will give him life. So Balaramji said, no, then the Brahmana said, no, don't worry, because it's Roma Harshana. Then Lord Balaram, he is a supreme lord. He said, now Roma Harshana's son is there, he's a Suta Goswami. So then he made Suta Goswami as the chairperson or the speaking person. And then so many things happened. So, and also how Duryodhan is also teaching us a lesson. At least we can learn something from Duryodhan. Duryodhan, how not to receive. He was trying to receive, but he wanted to capture Krishna. Mother Yasoda also want to capture Krishna, but Duryodhan also want to capture Krishna. But he wanted to capture Krishna, Bandi Banav. So he just want to make him and put him in the prison. So this is not the way to receive Krishna or receive the higher personality. So here, the devotees like Narada and all these Sanat Kumaras, they are received in a such a way, they are like as good as Supreme Lord. This is the way they are received. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, there was one reporter was asking, now you just came from the airport, such a luxurious car you are coming. So Prabhupada said, actually it should be a golden car. This is a tire and tin only. So this is like a Prabhupada knew the mood of that person, the way how they are talking. And immediately he told them, actually they have to give a golden car. Because this is just like it is not befitting the if a god comes, will you give just a tire and this thing? Prabhupada asked the devotees. This is the way how Srila Prabhupada exemplified how we can be like how we have to receive the person. This is the great personalities like Narada, and also this is the way how they Vidura, even Mahatma Vidura, when he was coming, how he was received. The same thing. So this way we can understand, this is when a great personality comes, how we receive and how to get the blessings actually. Because why it is happening? Because Vaishnava Acharyas are saying, so Govinda Vishram, because always Krishna is there in the heart of Govinda, sorry, the heart of devotees. That way when the devotees are glorified, when the devotees are looked after, then Krishna is pleased actually. Krishna says always, I am in the heart of the devotee, sadavo hridayam mahyam sadunam hridayam toham. So it's always in the devotee of the heart, and devotee is always thinking about them. Actually, Krishna is there in everyone's heart. So somebody may argue, Krishna is there in everyone's heart. What is so great about the devotee? Because Krishna, what is great about devotee is Krishna, even though he is everyone's heart, that this person has realized that. That's why he is carrying Krishna everywhere. So this is Srila Prabhupada. He carried Krishna everywhere, so he could give Krishna. Krishna say tumara, Krishna dite paro, tumara sakati ache. Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, Krishna is your property. And if pure devotee wants, he can give Krishna to anyone. So that's why Srila Prabhupada gave Krishna to everyone. Whoever he met, he gave Krishna. Because he had Krishna in his heart. And because he realized that, and he gave Krishna's mercy to everyone. So this is what, and also Lord Shiva says, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyannam Samarchanam. Of all the worship, Lord Vishnu worship is better. And even better than Lord Vishnu's worship is the associated paraphernalia of Lord Vishnu, the devotees of Vishnu, they are better. So that way, here we can understand. And also, this the clue is given here, how to be in the good books of Krishna. We are today, Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. The only way we can please Srila Prabhupada is, there is many ways you can please Srila Prabhupada. The one way we can think of is just giving the message, whatever the message Srila Prabhupada gave. At least we give the message to others, actually. That way, Srila Prabhupada will be very happy. Because and if you read Srila Prabhupada's book scrutinizingly and then try to give the message to others, that is the best way we can please Srila Prabhupada. So we'll just stop here. If there's any questions or comments. Yes, Prabhupada.
One comment to you. I'm sure Srila Prabhupada has given love of God to so many people. His own disciples. Therefore, yesterday, Jayamataka Swami gave initiation to 250 people in Bangladesh capital, Dhaka. You might have seen.
Yes, he heard of it.
The devotee told me that he gave initiation to his mother. And I said, how many people are there? More than 250 people. So that's what he told the devotee.
Yes.
He
yes.
That's true. That's why somehow like they are following so many acharyas, so many spiritual masters are following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and trying to give the message. That is why they are glorious, because they are following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and giving the message to everyone actually. Kratara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.